Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Great victories at the U.S. Supreme Court on behalf of churches against these draconian restrictions. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, here's another example where judges make a difference. You know, we've seen President Trump, who has nominated a record amount of judges and three justices on the Supreme Court. And so we're seeing the results, even as we're speaking today with our California churches, the difference between having Amy Coney Barrett and the other two justices that he nominated.
You know, I can't more emphasize the need for good judges who follow the law and the Constitution. And this is a complete example.
Absolutely. Can you imagine if it had been, say, Ginsburg on the bench?
If it's a Ginsburg on the bench, we have 5-4 against us, likely.
Right.
Because Ginsburg always ruled against religious freedom, and she was always on the other side of these particular cases. And then Ginsburg is gone, and Amy Coney Barrett is there, and she's a constitutionalist and somebody who's an original intent person. And lo and behold, you follow the Constitution, and guess what you do? You get freedom of worship.
Absolutely. Like in the New York case with the synagogues and the Catholic churches, they ruled 5-4 in favor of the churches.
Yeah, exactly. In favor of the churches. Now, in that particular case, Chief Justice John Roberts was in the dissenters, but it didn't really matter because now Amy Coney Barrett made up the fifth member. But he even said in that case, interestingly, he said that the restrictions in New York of 10 to 25 people, depending upon what zone you're in, were the worst that they'd ever seen. And likely, this is the Chief Justice, violate the First Amendment. Well, they obviously do, but
he said that.
Acknowledged that they likely had violate the First Amendment.
Wow.
The reason why he was in the dissenter was because the New York governor tried to manipulate the zones and take the churches and the synagogues out of some of those restrictive zones to moot out the case. And he said, well, let's just wait because they're not in those restrictive zones anymore. And the majority said, no, we're not going to wait any longer. It's past time to address this issue.
Because we've seen these governors, you know, reverse or try to go back on their restrictions, even
they move
on
it
court
around.
Rules. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what happens is they it's not like a statute where the legislature gets together and they pass something and it's pretty well stationary. You can file suit and you don't have constant moving targets. With these, it's just a single person that's issuing these orders. And so when you file suit against one of these bad orders, then in order to try to throw you a curveball just before the hearing, they modify their restriction and say, well, those restrictions are not in place anymore. And then when you go home, they impose the restrictions again. So they're playing games. But in this particular case, in the California churches, Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry, that combined has almost 170 churches in California, we even have worse restrictions. First of all, we're in the bad zones. In fact, almost everyone, 99.1% of Californians are in a no worship zone, meaning if one person goes into a church or two people go into a church to worship, have a Bible study, that is a criminal offense in California, punishable by daily fines of up to $1,000. In fact, churches have been fined thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in one case. And in our case, for Harvest Rock Church, Pastor Cheon received a letter from the Pasadena Public Health Department saying that they're in violation, it's criminal, that they will consider shutting down the church, that they'll come after them with criminal actions and attorney's fees and penalties and fines. Then that was followed up with the Pasadena prosecutor letter threatening daily criminal charges, up to a year in prison for each charge, and daily fines of $1,000.
And not just for the pastor, but for the staff and the parishioners, everybody.
Yeah, for a parishioner.
Let's put them all in jail for coming to church.
So Pastor Cheon, when we got that letter, He had to tell the congregation, we got a letter. So I just want you to know that the criminal prosecutor in our city has said that not only all the pastoral staff, all the staff, but all of you and anybody who comes, you could be criminally charged. Now, the church said that they would pay for fines, but they wouldn't be able to address the criminal activity. And who wants to go to jail? Mm-hmm. Now, instead of, this is amazing, instead of scaring off the people from coming, more people came. Mm-hmm. And they said, I want to be a part of that church. And more people came because they saw a church that's really taking a stand.
Well, you know, that happened in another California church, Calvary Godspeak, when they got the same kind of letters, same kind of threats, you know, and all those people showed up on behalf of the church members to take any kind of citations they would get so that they could worship.
Yeah, Rob McCoy, Godspeak Calvary Chapel in Ventura County. And he right now is still facing daily fines. But here's what has just happened. We asked the U.S. Supreme Court on November the 20th, we filed our emergency petition asking the High Court for an emergency injunction pending appeal because, again, the pastors, the parishioners, the staff, they're under daily criminal threats and fines.
Right.
No one should have to choose between church or prison. No one should have to choose between church or paying daily fines of $1,000. Not in America. And so we asked for an emergency relief. The Supreme Court ultimately acted, and the Supreme Court granted our request. They ordered the lower court, where we had a 2-1 decision against us at the Court of Appeals, to set aside its ruling. They ordered the lower district court, where we got the negative decision, to set aside its ruling and to reconsider all of it in light of its 5-4 opinion regarding the New York churches and synagogues that blocked New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's restrictions on places of worship. So this is a great decision. It's a great victory. We are now back at the district court. We've already filed our renewed motion for a temporary restraining order, an emergency relief, and a preliminary injunction. And the handwriting is on the wall, Holly. I mean, once you get something like this from the Supreme Court, and they've already ruled, and we have worse restrictions than what they ruled on. Mm-hmm. And we don't have a mootness issue because 99%+ of California is still under this no worship ban. And the Supreme Court says, you need to set aside what you did and you need to look at what we did.
Right.
And the handwriting at that point is on the wall. The judges
the right
get the
thing.
Message
yeah, yeah.
very clear. They better do the right thing.
Right.
Which yeah. means strike down, enjoin, stop these draconian restrictions against places of worship.
Absolutely. You know, and I think of another church that has been so faithful and worshiping out there in California. And then they eventually went outside because of this draconian, you know, so it'll be happy for them.
And that one had like $112,000 fines.
Yeah. And so just think right
That's why they went outside, because they were getting over 100,000. They were fining them 50 grand at a time.
It was obscene. So now right before Christmas, they can go back inside and worship.
Absolutely.
As planned.
And this is great. You know, a lot of churches were closed for Easter and for Palm Sunday. And now we're approaching the Christmas season. So what a nice Christmas gift. And we just thank the Lord. Thank you all for praying for Liberty Council, for our ministry, for all of our staff who work so hard and tirelessly and are dedicated, and for these pastors and churches that we represent all over the country.
You know, I think about the story of the Grinch, and maybe one of these will reach out to Governor Newsom, and he can come to church, and maybe he can get a heart change.
Well,
wouldn't
and that's
that be awesome?
True for all of these, because all of these governors who have these terrible restrictions on churches, they're very pro-abortion. And if they don't respect your life, they're not going to respect your freedom as well.
Exactly.
And that's what we see happening. But you know what? We now see light at the end of the tunnel. We've been working on these cases since March, when our first pastor was arrested, the first one in the country. Imagine, arrested, put in jail. He has a mugshot. He had to bond out. The last Sunday of March, because of his church service in Florida. As a result of that pastor, all the Florida churches got freed up. It's because one pastor was willing to take a stand. And we are so blessed to work with some amazing pastors and churches all over America. It is truly an honor and a blessing. And thank you for standing with us. Thank you for partnering with us. Thank you for your prayers and your partnership are making a huge difference. You know, this is an unprecedented battle in American history where we're facing potential and otherwise criminal charges for attending church. And that's why this battle is so important. It's a direct attack on the church. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.